This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the holiday shopping season safely in the rearview mirror, we're going to do some follow-up today with the retailers that we've been talking to the past month or so to see how things turned out for them. Vanita Cooper owns Silhouette Sneakers and Art. She's in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I haven't pulled all the numbers, but it looks like we outperformed the same time period last year. The week leading into Christmas, there was some, you know, pretty rough weather. In fact, we closed the Thursday before Christmas because, I mean, there was ice on the road. But what it made me do or encouraged me to do was to open on Christmas Eve, which this is our first time ever doing that. But it was one of our better sales days of the year. The thing that always frustrates me as someone who's passionate about this work is whenever I have someone, a customer come in and they want a shoe in a certain size and we don't have it, you know, I'm curating, I'm deciding which size shoe to get in which colorway at what time. And so just trying to be better at figuring that out. I do intend to take a break either this month or February, which, you know, are slowest months of the year. I took my first vacation since opening Silhouette last year, went to Wyoming for a few days. And so I think, I don't know, maybe like Utah or something is going to be next for me.
Vanita Cooper in Tulsa, Oklahoma. A couple more updates coming up. Back to retail we go. Eric Champlin's the co-owner of Trailful Outdoor Company up in the mountains of Hiawassee, Georgia.
We saw kind of a slow start to the holiday season, but sales really rallied in December. We definitely saw more late shoppers this year than in previous years, especially the week before Christmas. We started this season with excess inventory. I think we were at, you know, about 25-30% excess inventory. This year, we scheduled our sales to run a lot later in the year, and our goals were totally met this season. We really exceeded our sales goals, and we were able to clear out a lot of the excess inventory. I think the holiday season for us is an exciting time. We see a lot of shoppers and have the opportunity to clear out inventory before the new year begins, when really we're bringing in a whole new season of apparel and goods. And really, we kind of see it as less of a wind down in the year and more of a kickoff to our busy season in the spring and summer.
Eric Champlin there in Hiawassee, Georgia. Rounding out our slate of small retailers today, Kalina Bruce owns Noir Lux Candle Company up in Seattle, where she got caught in that winter storm that shut down a big chunk of this country a couple of weeks ago.
I got a text message from my mom at 6 o'clock in the morning saying, Kalina, you need to close the shop today. Don't try to get out there. It's not worth it. I do have staff members who drive and also commute by public transportation. And I did have thoughts about, well, maybe I can go in. But even just, you know, that risk of somebody like risking it all to get some candles, it just wasn't worth it for me. We were fully booked for that day because it was the day before Christmas Eve. So I had to send out messages to everyone and ask them if they would like to reschedule or be refunded. It was definitely one of those like challenging moments, but it also was an easy decision based on just safety. My main goal for the holiday season was just to make sure that anyone who ordered a candle got it before Christmas. So that was huge. There were a couple of days where I pulled all-nighters just packing out orders. But yes, got all the candles out. So I think we're doing okay.
Kalina Bruce, Noir Lux is her company. Seattle is the city.